Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening. Welcome to another edition of the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Bilal Masudik Bynum, along with my co-host,
Abdul Aziz Shaheed, and greetings to everyone.
Good evening, Brother Aziz. How are you this evening?
Oh, assalamu alaikum. Good, my brother, and for all those that were celebrating, Eid Mubarak to you, my brother.
Eid Mubarak, and like I said, all of those who, of course, have completed that blessed month. Eid Mubarak, Brother Aziz.
Giving everybody
a chance to come on the phone, we're going to take a sponsor break, and that should give everybody a moment to come on back on the phone, and then we will get started with our series, of course, and that's tonight we'll be talking about the spirit of Black Wall Street from the 1920s. And, of course, we're going to have speakers directly from Oklahoma who knows the history of Black Wall Street from the 1920s. And we'll be having them on as soon as we come back from a small sponsor break. And be right back.
Right. Bynum & Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities. Retirees, roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Bynum & Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.BynumAssociatesInsurance.com or give us a call at 202-288-5660. Or 301-234-9090.
And again, welcome back to the show. Brother Aziz, again, any opening remarks before we bring Sister Williams from Oklahoma City? Are you with us? Okay, giving Miss Williams a chance to come on, Brother Aziz. Any opening remarks you have? And also, Brother Aziz, let everybody know how they can come on the show and the information they would need as far as call in. And also the second part of tonight's series, which is going to be the Black Wall Street Northeast Region Conference. We're going to be making our first appearance there. So if you would share that information, Brother Aziz, why Sister Williams and her host come on.
All right, my brother, and greetings, everyone. For the New Africa Business Association, Washington, D.C., Blog Talk Radio Show, that is every Wednesday. Every Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Wednesday. The New Africa Blog Talk Radio Show. And our call-in number is 657-383-1372. And that call-in number again is 657-383-1372. And for those who don't have a phone service, we have internet participation also. And you can participate with us on the internet at http://nabassc-url. And again, that is for internet participation. That's http://nabassc-url. And this coming week will be our first Blog Talk Radio show from the Black Wall Street Blog Radio.
I got it.
And we'll be, pardon?
Go right ahead, Brother Aziz.
Oh, yes. And The participation with the Black Wall Street Blog Talk Radio Show is every Wednesday, also from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that's the Black Wall Street, along with the New Africa Business Association, Black Wall Street USA, along with New Africa Business Association, Washington, D.C. And that will be every Wednesday at 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the number to call us in is at area code 712-451-0683. And that is Black Wall Street USA every Wednesday from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Area code 712-451-0683. And the code is 614060, pound sign. Again, the code is 614060, pound sign. And we look forward to you participating in this show, on this blog radio show at any time. And what it is networking businesses and marketing, identifying businesses and marketing businesses. So we're going to turn it back over to Brother Bilal and see if our presenters have come on yet, my brother.
Yes, Brother Azim, thanks so much for that introduction. Sister Williams, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, again, like I was saying, tonight we're going to be informed on the spirit and the history of Black Wall Street in the 1920s. And, of course, we're going to turn this information now over to those who are in Oklahoma that can bring us up to date. Sister Williams, thanks, and I'm going to turn the show over to you.
And thank you. Thank you, Brother Bilal. And I'd like to thank you for being a part, your radio listening audience, of our entrepreneurship series, which had the spirit of Black Wall Street from that particular era, say 1920, before as well as up to June 1st, 1921. My name is Joyce Williams, and it has been my pleasure to share this series with you. We hope that you have gained some insight from the perspective of how the relationships of community members and area merchants coexisted. We'd like to thank New Africa for allowing us to come on your radio show to bring this information to the public. The question could be asked, how could we utilize some of the interactions that those people had or with their community? How can we transfer some of those interactions to our lives today? Or what could we do to develop a relationship between the community and our business owners as well as our business operators? For a moment, let's imagine life on Greenwood Avenue in Tulsa, Oklahoma, just days before that tragic massacre. Could you imagine how they were moving and grooving? They had more than 40 blocks of businesses which to choose to select from, to visit and shop with. And to assist us in expanding our imaginary experiences of that era, where they had more than 40 blocks, again, of businesses and their dollar, I'm told, circulated around the community at least 17 times before leaving. Now, can you imagine your monies or our monies circulating in our communities 5 times, 10 times, let alone 17? We could really probably start to realize some real entrepreneurship. We have two guests, hopefully, Mr. Coburn Riggins and Marcus Brown. Are you with us tonight? Well, perhaps they got caught up doing some other things. But Those are the two brothers who had written the and produced the movie Black Wall Street Burning. And perhaps we'll have to get them on at another time. I know they were kind of busy. So I still want to thank you guys for tuning in to our series. And what would we need to do again to realize this type of business experiences? This discussion and other community events will be available through the New Africa Business Association, as well as the Black Wall Street USA. We'll be on this station on Wednesdays, Central Standard Time, 6 p.m. through 7 p.m., as well as the New Africa New Wall Street USA, Black Wall Street USA, on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. through 8 p.m.
Okay,
thank you, brother.
Thank you. Any questions anyone have for Ms. Williams at this time? If not, we're going to take a sponsor break and come right back, and we're going to open up the mics and do some business identifying with all of our business owners. So those of you who are in business, we're going to be opening mics up and ask that you come on, identify your business, tell us who you are and how we can collectively do business together. Again, we will be right back and open the mics up after this sponsor break.
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our peppermint foot rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
And again, welcome back to the show. At this time, I am going to open the mics up. And again, those of you that are in business and you wish to introduce your business and take a few moments to talk about your business and give us information as to where we can hopefully do business with you. So again, the mics are open. The first person that wishes to speak, good evening.
Greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum. This is Tariq Abdul Mukmin. I'm doing well. I pray you all was blessed with a good a fast for the month of Ramadan.
Yes, indeed. Thanks so much. Alhamdulillah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Again, this is Tariq Abdul Mukmin. I am the founder and director of the Entrepreneurs and Development Network. We're located here in Biloxi, Mississippi. That's on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. We were having, and we still are having, monthly workshops, but due to the virus out, and we pray everybody's protecting themselves and following the CDC guidelines, we're having these workshops every third Saturday of the month. Now, as of June 1, Monday, God willing, we will be having weekly presentations, weekly starting Monday, June 1, weekly presentations from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. That's Central Daylight Time. The workshops are how-to workshops, business startups, write a business plan, get financing, get merchandise, marketing on social media, and much more. But the workshop that we will be presenting the upcoming Monday will be, the topic will be how to conquer the fear of business establishment. And these workshops are always sponsored by Commonwealth Partners, and I'm going to add financial options to that, because financing, capital, and options are available from Commonwealth Partners, and you can reach me at 228-209-2877. Again, 228-209-2877. But if, to get in for Commonwealth Partners, you want to call 469-245-4586 for your financing options. Also, I am a distributor of the last book that was endorsed by Imam Warren D. Muhammad. May God give him the best of place in the paradise. The book was authored by Imam Vernon Farid, and may God give him the best of places in the paradise too. Well, I am a retailer and wholesaler of that book. If you're interested, it's an instructional booklet with the CD. Again, you can reach me at 228-209-2877. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Brother Teresa. Always good to hear from you, and I ask you to continue to network with us, because we know your production organization have a lot to offer for those who wish to not only get into business, but again, those of you that need to help out with supplies and products where you can buy directly at wholesale prices. So, by all means, get in touch with the brothers, or get in touch with the New Africa Business Association, and we will have all of these businesses where you'll be able to communicate. Not only these businesses, but we look forward to your business being also in our directories. So, again, as to where we can be able to identify your businesses and all the many places where the New Africa Business Association is going. Getting to know each other's businesses and network marketing, that's what the New Africa Business Association is all about. Again, we're going to continue to open the mic up. And those of you who have a business or like to inform us of your business, or you have a business idea, then now's a good evening to share that information. The mics are open. So, good evening.
I have a question to Brother. Go ahead.
Good evening. My name is Bethany Paul. I'm from Haiti. I've been living in the U.S. since 2002. And I'm the CEO of African Ethical Investment Bank of USA. I'm planning to build low and moderate income houses in U.S. to design the red line. And actually, I'm in Haiti in a small business. It's a small bank. We lend money to women. And by December, we are planning to open our first tourist village in Haiti. And I will be sharing everything I'm doing, every step, so you can see what I'm doing and what we can do together. Unfortunately, I have a coach, but because of the coronavirus, again, I used to see him once a month. Mr. Alston, I cannot see him right now. He's the one helping me to develop my business in U.S., but I started already in Haiti. I'm investing the money I have here in a small bank in Haiti, and I will be opening a small tourist village in Haiti soon. Thank you.
Okay. And Dr. Paul, again, I want to welcome you to the show. Of course, we had a small chance to meet each other. He's with the Black Wall Street, and he's going to be continuously working with the Northeast region. And I would say, Dr. Paul, the short information you shared with us tonight, we're looking to hear very, very much more, because Haiti is a country that we all should be taking a very direct interest in restoring the economics. of that country. So we look forward to having your return and sharing information as to where information that we just don't know. So again, thanks for coming on. And again, we will be on again at the Black Wall Street at 8 o'clock this evening. We will have the Black Wall Street, the Northeast region directors on after tonight's show. And Brother Aziz, you want to share that information one more time before I go to the open mics?
Yes, the information for the Black Wall Street USA Wednesday from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that would be, I guess, from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. That call-in number is area code 712-451-0683. And the code to that is 61406-0#. And that, again, is Black Wall Street, USA, Wednesday from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, Eastern Standard Time, and 7 to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And the call-in number is area code 712-451-0683. And the code is 61406-0#. All right, so Brother Bilal.
Thanks so much. So again, the Black Wall Street and New Africa Business Association, we have agreed to a merger, and it's a young agreement, but so far it's turned out to be a very successful agreement. And reason so is because now we have our Muslims, Christians, and brothers and sisters, and along with our African-American Christians, brothers and sisters, where we all are living in the same communities. And knowing that when it comes to economics, it takes all of us to in order to achieve the realize how powerful our dollar wills. We can realize that from just looking at the consumer spendings that we do on the outside of our communities, and if turning around that large amount of consumer spendings and having those monies come back into the communities, like they said, that was going on with Black Wall Street in the 1920s, where African Americans had so many businesses until the monies was able to stay in the community at least 17 times before it would leave the community. Today, we're not nothing but a pickup. Every Friday, the Eagle comes in and picks our monies up from all of our financial institutions, our churches, or what have you. But I know they're picking up more than $1.3 trillion. And then they'll just fly it right on out. So from Friday to Mondays, that's how quick our monies come in and how quick it leaves. That's what is why we need to become entrepreneurs. And the advantages for being entrepreneurs right in our own Black hometowns. We don't need to go nowhere. We just need to build businesses in our own hometown. So again, the mics are open. I am not I'm not the host this evening. You are. So business owners, this gives you a chance to talk about your business and introduce yourself to be able to do business with each other. The mics are open. Good evening.
Brother Bilal, this is Brother Aziz. I'd like to go back over. Is Brother Talib McGuinn still on?
You asked, was Tariq still on?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Brother Tariq. Yes,
I'm still here.
I was wondering, Brother, in the import and export business, with the situation going on, is things flowing pretty good from China? We still got...
To answer your question, no, sir. I was very hesitant to mention it, but good thing you brought it up. No, things are at a standstill, so that's one of the reasons I didn't mention it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And but we're waiting. The reason why I was asking that question, you know, because I truly wanted to know how business was there with the import export coming out of China, but also But the doctor that just came on talking about the investments in Haiti and stuff, Haiti is going to need contacts such as you have in the import and export business that's already established. So this is what Brother Bilal is constantly talking about, and that's on our show, about network marketing, different businesses, and putting, you know, doing business together. I'm just saying, you know, that would, Haiti's going to be needing a lot of help and a lot of things. And one of the things is when people are developing in that, getting the right people, the ones that's not going to, you know, break your arm and leg or rip you off, is very important. And these are the things we're trying to establish with what we're doing here with this New Africa Business Association, as well as Black Wall Street USA. Bring that type of commerce back, you know, within our community again. So, you know, I pray that, you know, things do pick up there in the import and export, because you have so much to offer to the community, and I thank you for that, brother.
Well, you're most welcome.
You're welcome.
It's going to be back, and I might say, if I didn't mention this in my intro concerning the Entrepreneurs and Development Network, which Commonwealth Partners sponsor, these workshops will be streamed live on our Facebook page, Entrepreneurs and Development Network Facebook page. And just find and like that page on Facebook. Thank you.
Thank you. I've seen your marketing and advertisement on Facebook. I'm connected with you on there, and I see it, and there's some very, very good offerings that you've been offering to the public. So, you know, we pray
you
continue that good work, brother.
Thank you. And you, all of us that's doing this, all of us.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Again, welcome back. The mics will continue to be open. Anyone who wishes to identify your business or talk about a good business deal, the mics are open. Welcome to the show. All right, Brother Aziz, then we will continue to talk about the New Africa Business Association. Like I said, excuse me, my mouth is a little slow here. Give me just a second. I'm sorry. Yeah. But the New Africa Business Association, you who are preparing to come on and identify your business, but in the meantime, just let me inform you that the New Africa, there is some kickback. I'm hearing some folks that may have to put your stuff on mute, or maybe I don't want to put you on mute, but there is some feedback that I'm having a problem with.
Yeah, I can hear it also.
So, again, I'm going to give them a second. Maybe they can put the on mute. But, again, like I was saying, if anyone who wants to talk about their business or discuss their business, the mics are open to everyone, unless we have to change that. But right now, good evening, and welcome to the show. All right. Again, getting back to the New Africa Business Association and Black Wall Street merger. Brothers and sisters, the thing about African Americans and African American businesses and doing business with each other, our biggest concern is that we just don't know each other. Yeah. So that's what bringing together these network marketing and all of these network ideas, and all of these, and right now, as you can see, different states, different communities, we all are coming together collectively to talk about Black business in our communities, because if we don't talk about them and identify businesses in our communities, it's just not going to be done. So again, network marketing, And identifying our community, we should try to do that with every avenue that we can possibly find. In your community, you start talking about socializing, going out on a sociable evening. What better evening is there to go out with and to have a network marketing and business association dinner or something that would be entertaining, but at the same time have an emphasis on business and your network marketing and identifying businesses in your community? Why, at the same time, so this is why these business clubs and business organizations should be established in your communities. We just do not talk about business, and we do not take business serious. But with this virus going on, and there are about 20-some, about 15, 20 million Americans unemployed, and so which means that the competition for jobs for the next, I would say, 2 or 3 years is going to be so demanding. So again, I am saying our future, depending on a job, I would say I would want to be a little bit more proactive. I use that word. Than betting on a job from someone who has a tendency to discriminate before I get the job. So, but commerce, that's what this country is all about. And again, I spent $1.3 trillion in consumer spending. This was done last year. So, I mean, these monies we're spending, so spend those monies back in our own communities. Become invested in your communities and do business jointly. Put up different businesses in your communities. Why not? The returns have to be there. The only reason folks aren't doing businesses in the black communities is because there are no businesses in our communities. Not that you can visibly see. I mean, there are a few, but that's the problem with the black businesses. We just are not accounted for. But we can do this by becoming uniting business associations with each other and having business networking and sharing business ideas. And like I said, New Africa Business Association here in Washington, D.C., we're just saying, sharing an idea. But you can activate that idea by, like I said, start a business organization in your large communities, your small communities, but get together and start a business association. Is where many businesses, you know, you and a few of your partners could easily start, especially stuff like a car wash. You know, you go into these towns and you see where we're spending $20 and $30 for somebody else to wash our cars. That's ridiculous. So again, there's many things we need to change and turn that dollar bill back into our own communities. So again, I ask that you come to the mics and share your business ideas, because I have many of them. I can generalize them like this all night long, because again, I know I am an entrepreneur, and I know for the last 40 years, business has sustained me. The mics are open. You want to come in and join me? The mics are open. Good evening.
Okay. I'm Daphne Paul from Haiti. I'm back. So for U.S., we are, as black American and Haitian in Maryland, we are about 8,000. But most of us are living in Salisbury, Maryland, in Wacomico County. So my plan is to build low and moderate income houses in Salisbury and also open a Haitian restaurant over there, because they don't have Haitian businesses, they don't have black businesses. So I'm planning to open my business over there, but I'm living in Howard County. I'm living in Columbia, Maryland. But I heard I have one brother from Black Wall Street living in Columbia, Maryland also.
I thank Dr. Paul.
Yes. Yes.
Dr. Paul is
one more thing. One more thing. And also, after the coronavirus, I'm going to promote one of my books in the U.S. It's about Asian soldiers who fought the British in Savannah, Georgia in 1779. And the book is Henry Christopher, The Boy King in America. And so after the coronavirus, I think we are going to be more active in the community to launch my business here, since I already studied in Haiti.
Well, Brother Aziz, would you take it? Next thing, this brother have the email numbers as to where he can send his information to us, and we can continue our communications with that brother. So if you would share information as to where he can send us his email, and we can share information as to where we can continue our relationship.
Yes,
I think
our email.
I think after the conference call, I will go on the website and I will find your email. I will send you some information.
Thank you. We look forward to it, brother, because we sincerely want to work.
Yes, I will do that tonight. I promise. I will do that tonight.
Especially in that Salisbury area. You know, I know all about the southern parts of Delaware. And you are absolutely right. All of those areas has got to change. And they will. And economics is what needs to be the change. I look forward to hearing much, much more from you. Again, our mics are open. Good evening. If you have something to share with us, now's a good time to do so. Our mics are open. Okay, but brothers and sisters, again, this is what the New Africa Business Association and Black Wall Street USA is all about. We are businesses and identifying businesses in our community, networking with these businesses, and we network with each other, and that way we get to know each other, usually sociably. And, of course, then, who knows, I may have just found a client. But there is not a better socialization than starting a business association in your communities. And, of course, you can always, we always invite you to become a member of the Africa Business Association along with Black Wall Street USA. And Brother Aziz will tell you the information as to where you can have your Association, not website. Further, as these.
Well, our website is New Africa Business, and that's all lowercase letters. New Africa Business, ASSOC.com, and that web address is New Africa Business. Something's blowing. As well, I was going to say, the New Africa Business Association with the Black Wall Street USA and all of the different businesses that's calling in, you know, what we look at these, all these business people as leaders in our community. They're actually leaders, and they're showing other people what they can do and how they can get in business also. But it's a great example for our youth, because if our youth don't never see us in business, African Americans in business, then they won't be wanting to go into business from themselves to be able to, you know, what business is about. So our business people are actually leaders in the community for others to learn from. So we encourage anyone that's listening that's in a business, let us know about your business, tell us about it, because this is not only a commerce in the community, but it's also education for our people as well as those that need it badly, and that's our youth, to know something about business and want to establish their own business, become independent, and not dependent all the time. So, you know, we look forward to participation like this all the time. Go ahead on, Brother Bilal. Again, that we're getting a lot of feedback from somewhere.
Okay, I think we just eliminated some of it because I had to put many on mute. So, again, we have a few more moments. I am going to, again, take a sponsor break. And then after we take a quick sponsor break, we'll be right back and close out our show again by continuing.
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our Peppermint Foot Rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
And again, welcome back to the show. We just want to remind you tonight at 8 o'clock, immediately following the radio broadcast, we will be going to Black Wall Street, USA Northeast region, and we will be identified with members of the Black Wall Street Northeast region, and that region will have a following all the way from North Carolina throughout all the northern states, all the way up to Connecticut and to Maine. North Carolina to Maine, hopefully we will continue to be supporters of the Black Wall Street USA Northeast region. That show will be followed right now. I know we don't have a fire going up here, so let me just do this. But anyway, I am going to open the mics right back up. There's no need to be around anyone at this point. Anyone who has would like to introduce their business for the next 15 minutes we still have, you can introduce your business, tell us something about your business, and hopefully we'll be able to do business with you. Again, good evening. The mic.
And we got the mics open to anybody that's just listening to the show that's not in a business. Let us know what you think about the show.
Again,
Assalamu alaikum. This is David Hassan in North Carolina.
All right, good to start.
I just want to.
Greetings.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say that different times I do tune in to the New African Business Association, and their program certainly has been very good over the years. And anytime I get a chance to log on, I usually log on. But I certainly like to say that of a lot of things that's happening when it comes to the business across America, particularly the African American businesses. Now, we, the NMBC, the National Muslim Business Council, has been having a series of calls at 11 a.m. on Sunday morning. We usually have between 50 and 60 people on the call for the last 7 weeks. By having that call, that was actually was giving information about the CARES Act, or the stimulus program that the government released for small business. They had the first round, they had a second round. We all was on the call with the first round and the second call round as well. And the first round, the minorities got absolutely zero. Second round, we did get an opportunity for a lot of the African-Americans to get loans because we had experts. We had three experts available to help young brothers, young people to do paperwork. Allow you know just as well as I know the problem when putting it together as our people, all of us in business, but we don't know how to put it together to be able to rent, to get the money that we need to get. We had a brother who was part of NMBC, who were part of NMBC, Michael Valentine out of Atlanta, he helped us put paperwork together for a lot of the members of NMBC across the country. We have Abdul Kareem out of Dallas, Texas. He did the same thing. And we have Lana Rasul Ahmed out of Kansas City. Both of these brothers have put a lot of paperwork together, and we have gotten loans. We have gotten some benefit of this second stimulus package. Simply because we have some brothers that expert a part of our community who helped those brothers and sisters to pull that together. So I've been happy about that for the last 7 weeks. Alhamdulillah, praises be to God. We have really didn't get out of the air, but we got an opportunity to get some of the money before we now have getting no money, but we're getting some of them, we got some of the money. And several brothers have came on the phone last week and said they got 150, 200,000, 50, 75, 25, got the payment protection plan in terms of the unemployment, probably not the, the employment protection. They got that stimulus. So we have been reaching a very milestone in terms of getting some of the money. I just wanted to share that with you, Brother Bilal, what we've been doing for the last several weeks.
Thanks so much, Brother David. Brother David is the president of the National Business National Business Association. So it's a privilege to have you on, Brother David. What about your upcoming programs? Do you think you're going to be able to have your national program this year, or do you think it's going to be deferred?
Yeah. Thank you for bringing that up. We anticipate having the tentative October. We're looking at the first week in October and having the National Muslim Business Conference, which we have every year for the last 15 years. Will be coming up in October, if it be God's will, if we can get by this COVID-19. One of the things that also I want to make mention too, that this coming Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we would have some of our brothers like Dr. Mikhail Ramadan out of Chicago. He will be on the on there. We'll have Dr. Nuruddin. We will have a doctor in psychology will be on the call at 4 p.m. And also we'll be discussing what we're going to be doing, what we're going to do on the other side of COVID-19 for business and economics and what we're doing now and how we're meeting the needs in some way to assist and help our brothers and sisters during this terrible time. So we do need to have a voice out there and telling them that we can assist, we can help, whatever it might be. If it's nothing but a bowl of beans or nothing but a bowl of rice or something, that we there to assist and help them in any way. So we'll be on the phone there. You might got some information through the email already from 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. So we will be talking about that. So
and that number, Brother David, is what?
Yes, sir. That number is the number that's on the email. The email should have came to you, Brother Belial.
Okay.
Mr.
Okay. Well, then, go right ahead.
I have to send you the email on my information on northeast@blackwallstreet.org.
Say that again, brother.
Okay. You are Mr. Bino?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I was searching on the computer. Okay, I will send you some information later. At northeast@blackwallstreet.org, right?
Yeah, Brother Aziz, give everybody the information where they can send the information directly to the New African Business Association.
The New Africa Business Association email is New Africa BA. That's New Africa BA, all lowercase letters,
gmail.com. You know I speak another language. Could you please tell it slowly for me?
Yes. New Africa. BA.
No, could you please tell it so I can write what you are saying?
Oh, yeah. Okay. NEWAFRICABA @
B as in boy?
Yes, B as in bull, yes.
Uh-huh.
And A as in apple. @ gmail.com.
It's New Africa.
Yes, NEWAFRICABA.
@ gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, brother. Definitely.
And again, at 8 o'clock, at 8 o'clock, we will be continuing this introduction with the Black Wall Street members of the Northeast region. So, brothers, we invite you all to come on in the next few moments
and
the things we didn't discuss here. We can continue. In just the next few moments. Again, go right ahead. The mics are open. Okay. All right. Again, I am going to come back, and we still have about 8 more minutes for the radio broadcast to go off. And again, we will be going to the Northeast Black Wall Street Conference. But in the next 5 minutes, we still are introducing our businesses, making any business comments. And, of course, we always are asking that you become members of the New Africa Business Association and become sponsors of our radio show, and also do advertisements on our radio show. Speaking of advertisements, let me do one right now for one of the folks who's helped to pay for the show. Be right back.
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our Peppermint Foot Rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
Okay, welcome back to the night show again. The mics are still open. Anyone who wishes to make any comments just before we go to closing, welcome to the show.
I was wondering, Brother Bilal, did Sister Shalor or Director Stone or Bernice, are they on the line this evening? Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Ms. Shalor Williams.
How are
glad
you?
Glad to hear you.
Yeah, I've been mooted. I haven't said anything, but it's been a great show.
Well, we'll look forward to introducing ourselves to Black Wall Street,
yeah,
Northeast region here in a few moments. But yes, like I said, the show, New African Business Association, our show is still open. Anyone who wants to make any comments, we're still accepting comments. But if not, then we are going to go into our closing, Brother Aziz. Our sister, Shalor, Miss Williams, she's one of our directors also. Any comments either one of you want to make? Are any of our associates who are a part of the programs, anyone who's on the phone, we asked all of our associates that are associated with us to identify yourself and just before I close out, make a few comments.
I think Sister Shalor should go ahead and let them know who she is, brother, because she's got
okay,
the business.
Well, Ms. Williams, if you would.
I'm making sure everybody has had an opportunity to speak, but I'm an attorney in Maryland, and I deal with probate, wills and estates, and family law and general issues. Be more than happy to talk with anybody who has a question about those items. My telephone number at the office is 301-341-5577. And, of course, you can reach me at the following email address, SACW, that's Sam Applecat Water, SACW@hotmail.com. And Dr. Stone has joined us.
Dr. Stone, are you with us? Dr.
He's moved
Stone?
It out.
Okay.
I think she was moved out. She's on now.
Hello?
She's moved out.
Now she's on now.
I can hear you.
Okay. I think I can hear you now.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, we'll be on conference in about two or three more moments. We'll be going to the conference call. And I'm looking forward to your taking over most of that. So, again, many of you, we thank you for tuning in this evening. And, of course, next week we will be right back with another episode of the New Africa Business Association. Until then, we're saying good night.